couple of years ago, we were trying to look at putting power into the garden, and it was complete no-go because of the state of the building and the fact that it's Victorian and everything else. And Patrick Kennedy, one of our parent governors, offered to look into the ExxonMobil governor's scheme, and we got funding through them to purchase a solar panel and a wind turbine. And then it kind of got complicated because of building regulations and aircraft control and all sorts of other issues came into it. So we weren't able to install it at that point. And then Climate Week came along and Wave 105 promoted our project and the work we were doing in the school. And as a direct result of that, some ex-pupils contacted the school and donated the money for the installation. We thought that was our problem solved, but then we still had to navigate all the regulations that went with it. And eventually, after very long and tedious paperwork, we have power in our garden.
So what does this mean for the kids? What are they going to get out of having the power here?
Well, apart from the obvious science implications of learning about alternative energy and fuel and conservation and all those sorts of things, they actually see it working, which is a huge benefit. Talking about it, and as I like to say, death by PowerPoint in the classroom is never quite as engaging or as lifelong learning as it is to actually come out here and see it. But also they get the benefit of being able to do an after-school club in the winter, which means we have light. We've now got the benefits of being able to put light further into the garden because this is just the start-up system, so we'll get it everywhere now. I'm going to floodlight Shirley.
And I guess this is part of the school's whole ethos in terms of trying to be environmentally friendly and trying to save money as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the school's got many ethoses, and part of that is our green status. We're an eco school, which is a nationally recognised award. And we've been an eco school for 18 months now, so we're looking at renewal very soon. And this is a huge tick box for that. But it's also part of the family ethos. We're a family school, and every contributor to this project has been involved in the school community in a very significant way. I mean, it's parent governors, ex-pupils, and that just goes to show what a family feel and how good this school can be and out there in the community. It's brilliant.
And what have you made of the people who've come forward to help?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. It's just such a huge... Well, it's a huge kudos for the school, but I couldn't have done it without the support of ExxonMobil and obviously Wave 105. It's been fantastic, absolutely fantastic.